The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
I'm Joe Reed. This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I have Sandy Henschel with me. She's a contributor to Audiophile, and we're having a great week. It's been Earphones Award winner.
I know, and we're just having too much fun. Today I have This Shining Life by Harriet Klein, and it's read by multicast Mary Jane Wells, Jenny Sterlin, Sam Newton, Simon Hedger, Ella Lynch, Nano Nagel, and Steve Fortune. And they are just wonderful. It's a superb Earphones winning performance.
And what's the story about?
Okay, well, Rich is a 38-year-old husband and father, and he's diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor and given only months to live. I know it sounds awful, but it really isn't. It really isn't. His immediate family is Ruth. He has a son named Ollie, who's 11, and I think Ollie's on the autism spectrum, although it doesn't ever say that, but you'll hear his voice and you'll know what I mean. Also present in this are his mother-in-law, Anne Gran, which is a combined word of Angela and grandma, sister-in-law, and his own parents. And the book follows the course of Rich's illness from his diagnosis through his death and the aftermath. And we get really a beautiful close-up look into what each character is experiencing. And I mean, they do that through individual monologues.
I was just going to ask you, how is it divided? Is each chapter from a different perspective? Is it in the first person?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it. It's not really, it's not in the first person, but each person tells the story from his or her point of view.
Okay. And it's chapter by chapter?
Yes. It's never mawkish or overly sentimental. Rich decides just before he dies that he wants to leave a gift to everyone in his family, and it has to be a significant representation of how he feels about them. And when he gets it all together in his mind, he sits back and he says, now I know what it means to be alive. Well, Ollie hears this and spends the whole rest of the book pestering people to find out what they think it means to be alive.
How old is Ollie?
Ollie is 11, and he's on the autism spectrum, as I said, although it's never mentioned. You might want to hear the clip now.
Yeah, why don't we? Is this going to be Ollie?
It is. It's Ollie, and he starts every one of his chapters with, "My dad died." The narrator for Ollie is Sam Newton.
Okay, so let's hear this. So this is The Shining Life by Harriet Klein. It's read by a full cast, but we're going to hear Sam Newton.
My dad died. Auntie Nessa thinks we should have a party to celebrate his life. She said the funeral was too formal and the scattering of the ashes too gloomy. She came by with some frozen pizza, but we nearly burned it because she ended up crying on Mum's bed. I didn't like it. I wanted someone to ask me questions about the Premier League so I wouldn't have to hear the snot rattling in her nose. When she'd finished, she said, "Oh, well, I needed that. There's nothing like a good cry." I hate crying. It makes my head feel swollen and my skin feel fizzy. My dad used to beg me not to cry if we had guests. He'd take me off into another room. And if the guests were other grandma and grandpa, he'd bash his hand against his forehead and say, "Please, Ollie, not now." He wanted me to stop the cries coming out of my mouth, but I never can. They just keep swelling up inside me, and they sting at the back of my throat. Sometimes I bite the bedclothes or the sleeve of my jumper, but it doesn't really help.
Well, first of all, it's British.
Yes.
So that's good. You know, I like a nice British accent. But Sam Newton, is he, do we know anything about him? He sounds so young.
I know nothing about him. I could find out nothing. He's new, obviously, but he's completely believable as a child on the spectrum.
I like not just the tone of his voice, but the way his phrasing is really good.
It's perfect. And Harriet Klein also is very interesting. She wins short story competitions. She's got in London, and she writes for BBC Radio 4. But the characters in this play, for instance, Mary Jane Wells plays Ruth, the wife, and Ruth goes through an intense depression. And her sister is Nessa, played by Ella Lynch. And Jenny Sterling is Anne Gran, their mother. And she is amazing. She's grouchy and crotchety, and her name sounds like anger. And that's exactly how she is. And the other grandparents, Nano Nagel and Steve Fortune, are terrific.
How did you feel at the end of this? I mean, it seems like a grim story.
Yes, but I felt better. I felt elevated. I felt that grief is not a problem to solve, but just a way to express how you love people and how much you will miss them. And the family comes together in ways, you know, there's always animosity between the sisters, between the mother and her daughters. I mean, they look at each other and give each other looks, you know, when mother says something difficult to deal with. Mm-hmm. But as a family, they're just, it's beautiful. It's a character-driven, sweet, sad story.
Okay. So this is This Shining Life by Harriet Klein. And it's read by a full cast. And thank you, Sandy. That's a really interesting selection. Thanks.
It's a very good book, and I'm delighted to give it an Earphones Award.
Good. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
I want to make sure people listen to a special edition of Behind the Mic. It's my interview with actor Alfred Molina. We're talking about acting in front of the camera and behind the mic as a narrator. He is charming and he is talented. The interview is dropping tomorrow. That's an extended edition of Behind the Mic with Alfred Molina. Be sure to listen. This episode of Behind the Mic is brought to you by Blackstone Publishing, publisher of I Am Not Who You Think I Am, the gripping thriller from New York Times bestselling author Eric Rickstead, and it's read by Steven Weber. That's from Blackstone Publishing. And I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.